Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 9 of The Secret is Work. My name is Kirkland.
And I am Princess.
And together, we are The Secret is Work. Do it, but we did it. No, I'm kidding. So today's podcast is going to be about batch processing. We thought it was important to talk about some of the processes we use to get shit done. I mean, a lot of times when you see my blog post or you see Princess's blog post, we're not actually sitting at our computer doing it in real time. It was done at once with a whole group of blog posts that we decided to, you know, make sure that they go out on specific dates. So you may do 5 blog posts for the week, but you did them 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. So it's one of the ways we get a lot of work done is because we do a lot of work all at once. And so today we decided to talk about that, but in a few different ways. So we decided to break batch processing down into a few other categories that you can use them for our non-bloggers out there. We decided to give you other ways you can use batch processing. So let's talk about blog posts. Cindy, how do you do your batch processing? Because I don't know if it's different than mine's, but I don't know.
I think I'm just better at it than you.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
Well, to be fair, I have been doing this for a long time. So the way I batch process every single, well, my blog posts. So what I do normally, the goal is always to work on my blog post for the week. I used to try to work on my blog post for the month, but it just seems like it's not making much sense because sometimes I work on a blog post a month ago. By the time we get to the time that is due, I change everything but the blog post. I have things I need to blog about. So I decided to bring it down to one per week. So every single week, the goal is to sit down on Sunday and schedule all of my blog posts for the week. So like today, I work on some blog posts actually because I've had the longest day. I did not get to finish my blog post, but by tomorrow I will finish my blog post for the rest of the week because I know what I want to talk about. So I will have them finished. So what I'll do is I'll sit down, I come up with my topics, I'll do the blog post one by one, and I will schedule them to go out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, because I do 5 blog posts per week, and I will schedule them to go out at 7:11 every single day. So all of my blog posts goes out on my birthday at 7:11 a.m. So that way, during the week, I'll have time to do whatever it is that whatever I want to do. I can sit on social media if I want to. I can hang out with Kirkland.
She won't.
I will hang out with Kirkland. I'm able to, you know, work with my clients. Work with my clients, get my photo shoots done. Whatever it is that I need to do, I'm pretty much buying myself time and getting on top of my own schedule so I don't feel overwhelmed. So I don't feel like, oh, I'm too busy. I don't have time for this. I don't have time for that, which is the number one way I'm able to do so much is because I batch process almost everything I do.
That's funny. Let's talk about blog post batch processing for just a quick more minute. For my 9-to-5ers or my employed people out there who get up and go to somebody's job every day, but you're trying to make a dream happen, batch processing is your best friend. Uh-huh. If you only have Saturday and Sunday to work on a blog, I'm telling you, batch processing is your friend. If you're one of those people, you know, take maybe an hour to two out of your day, or whatever day, Saturday or Sunday, and get it done. I don't want to hear excuses about I got too much going on or I was too busy. Nah, nobody's ever too busy to chase their dreams.
Not at all. And just like Kirkland said, when I used to work full time, what I used to do when I come home, like, you don't have to sit down and work on all the blog posts at once. Normally, technically, I'm supposed to start working on my blog posts on Thursday. It just almost never happened. I'm supposed to start working on them on Thursday and be done by Sunday night. Which means, if I did start working on them on Thursday, I will have been done tonight. Because when I came home, I have a course that's coming out. So I was trying to get that done. I had other things I had to do. But what you can actually do is, if you work a 9-to-5, when you come home, like, that's what I used to do. I would make sure I would get at least one blog post done. And then back then, I was only doing 3 blog posts per week. So by Friday night, I can't go anywhere until one blog post is done. And then Saturday, I will do another one. And then on Sunday, I will do the last one. And by Monday, they are done. When I'm at work, I don't have to come home every single day. You know, it's not a lot of time. By the time you get home, if you have kids, get everyone ready. Everyone have dinner. Everyone get in bed. You don't have enough time to work on blog posts from 6 to 9, whatever time that you have. So working on them from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, do one per day, will buy you more time. So, and that's, like I said, that's more time to spend with your family. That's more time to get the kids to bed in time if you have kids. Time to spend with your husband. I don't know, time to work on other things that you cannot actually batch process. So get to it, schedule your blog post for the week. If you do more than 3 blog posts per week, just add in another day, or maybe do 2 blog posts every time you sit down. And that's it.
There you go. Well, in the spirit of batch processing, we're going to jump right into social media batch processing, which is another way that it will save you time. If you, for example, you did those 3 blog posts for the week, now it's time to promote them, because, you know, what's the point of spending 3-4 hours a week on blog posts if you're not going to promote them, if no one's going to read them? So, you can batch process your social media by using tools like, not what I wanted to say, Cam, but what's the tool that we use?
Hootsuite.
Yes. Stuff like, as a matter of fact, Facebook now does their own scheduling, so.
I don't like it.
No, it's not good?
I don't like it. I'm not saying it's not good. I don't like it.
Well,
maybe I haven't used it enough to
get the good feel of it.
Yeah.
Well, I know for sure Hootsuite does batch processing. You can batch process Facebook and Twitter. Unfortunately, they say they do Instagram. I've tried it a bunch of times. I haven't gotten it to work. But according to them, Instagram is an option for you to batch process now. But I haven't gotten it to work. So I'm only going to speak on what I know for sure works, and that's Facebook and Twitter. But those blog posts that you schedule, you can tell Hootsuite that when they come out to post them. And mm-hmm. So you can schedule them on the same day that they're scheduled to come out. So that's another way you can batch process as well. And you can do the same for Twitter, too.
Yeah. Hootsuite, the only thing with Hootsuite, the free one, only give you 3.
Yeah, only get 3 social
media.
You only get
3 social media platforms. But, I mean, if you're a new blogger, you probably don't have 100 social media platforms like us.
Actually, you don't need 100 social
media. Exactly. So, if you have the, for Hootsuite, if you have Twitter and you have Facebook, girl, you good. It does let you do Google Plus, and you get to do Facebook groups and all of those other ones, but you have to pay for get the paid one to get all of those things. But honey, I've been on Hootsuite forever. I've been using Hootsuite forever, and I never paid for it. So the free one still gives you what you need. Use it.
I agree. So use that to your advantage. Like I said, no reason to promote, to spend 4 hours a week writing a blog post no one's going to read. So make sure you batch process the promotion as well. And the third thing that you can batch process, and this is a general one, it goes for everyone out there in the internet world, whether you have a blog or you don't have a blog, to this day, I will sing this to the moon. Everyone should have an email list. If Instagram takes your account today and deletes it, how are you going to get in touch with these followers?
Yeah.
Only way to do that is by having an email list. Everyone should have an email list. Also, everyone should have a website. I don't care what you do. I know this is going off topic, but everyone
way off topic
needs a website. And you need an email list to go with that website. So,
you need a website to be collecting email.
You don't.
Well, Kirkland is off topic, but I will agree. You definitely, if you don't have an email list, you need an email list. And batch processing your email is the same thing. Normally, honestly, I can sit here and work on because I do send a lot of emails. I know I do more than most bloggers do. Well, at least new bloggers. So I will definitely say, do the same thing. So after you're done with your blog post, choose a day that you work on emails. Honestly, I'm always working on emails, but like all of my emails for this week are done. I have an email going out on Monday. I have an email going out on Wednesday. And I think I have one going out on Friday. And I have two email lists. So I have one for my photography business and I have one for my blog. So do the same thing. Process them. Emails are a little easier because you already know what you want to talk about. And just schedule them. And keep in mind, your emails needs to be different type of emails. Don't send the same email over and over. Like my Monday email is my motivation email. So that's that. Honestly, if I want, I can actually process that for the whole month, because I just need to come up to with different topic. All I'm doing is trying to motivate you to get you started for the day. It's not new information. So Monday email, honestly, I don't do it for the month, but I can. Wednesday email is normally me selling something or me, if I have a new course. Well, it comes out today, but mm-hmm. The email goes out on Wednesday because I have another email going out on Monday. So in Friday's email is normally what's new on the blog. So then you can do, you can, what is it? You can RSS feed. You can have an RSS feed where it automatically sends the email for you the same time, same day of the week. So if you have an email, like, I mean, I don't really like my RSS the way it looks, but my clients have all of the blog posts you have on your blog, all your new blog posts. So you don't have to do that email ever. You do it one time, it goes out for you every week.
Yep. So that's another way to keep and... I mean, it's kind of a batch processing way, too, as well. So, mm-hmm. I definitely suggest...
Especially if you're sending out only one email per week.
Yes. Yeah, but I need to get on that. I really do need to send more than one email a week, but...
Oh, I overdo it. I send email every... I'm sending email 3 times per week.
That's... Like, I don't think that's crazy. It's not only, crazy. Only I get way more emails than that from Shudazzle. Every day. Old Navy sends emails every day.
Oh, Shudazzle, I get in Angel's Fab, and mind you, the same company. I'm getting email from them every single day, couple of times per day. Like, at the end of the day, you are the one training your audience. So the more they see you, the more chances are they gonna click on your stuff and see you. So keep sending them. Like, I don't care. I don't have a number. There are weeks I send an email probably every day. I don't have things to tell you guys every day. But if I did, I would be sending out an email every day. Like,
right, you, I got like
it,
info.
Don't open it. So,
well, there you have it. Batch processing your blog posts. Batch process your social media content.
Oh, I didn't talk on social media.
For that content?
Did I?
No.
Go ahead. I think you already talked on it.
And then batch processing for your email. So, we'll be back for a quick commercial break.
This week's episode is brought to you by Blog 101. Blog 101 is a coaching program I personally started for new bloggers and current bloggers who are looking to take the blog to the next level, or if you are a new blogger and you're looking to get started. Blog 101 have multiple packages you can choose from. I even have a do-it-yourself course where you do every single thing by yourself and get your blog up and running in 2 weeks or less. And if you already have a blog, we will definitely get into the look and feel of your blog and really coach you on being more consistent and putting in more work. You can find Blog 101 on iamthatprincess.com/shop or just click on coaching from the menu. Once again, iamthatprincess.com/shop.
Alrighty, we are back from our commercial break. And I hope y'all go out there and go get Princess's Blog 101. So now it's time to get into the business of the week. So I chose the business of the week this week because I don't know what that lady over there was on. But
I don't care.
So this week's business of the week, I chose one of the other big and tall guys that are really doing his thing in the community. So bigmanculture.com. I need y'all to go hit up bigmanculture.com and go to his products and look at his t-shirt that I personally love, the one that talks about when Big happened, my God, that shirt is so dope. And every time people see me out, well, people that know that I shot it, they're like, man, that is so dope. I'm telling you, like, I really am so proud of the work that I did on that product. But anyway, I need you guys to go over to bigmanculture.com/products and get that shirt and support the small businesses here in Atlanta, Georgia. But anyway, now it is time to bring the show to a close. Y'all know we like to give y'all a little short, sweet, concise. I can't even speak.
Just the final thoughts of the week.
My final thought of the week. Let's see what my final thoughts are. I am happy. I feel like I'm getting to the place where I can truly put 120,000% of my focus into my business with no outside distractions. And for that, I am eternally grateful. So, all I know is the next 2 weeks, I'm gonna tough it through. But hopefully March, when March rolls around, I will be in a place, because I will be able to focus 1,029,115,000,000% on my business, because I won't have any outside distractions. Those are my final thoughts.
Okay, Kirkland Haar is doing big things. So Kirkland's final thoughts are similar to mine, but I feel like I'm on a different wave of my life and a different wave in my business as well. So I just want to be my new mood for the rest of the year is thankful and grateful. I'm just like, I have so much to be thankful for. I have everything to be grateful for. At the end of the day, sometimes we look at our lives and we're thinking, geez, you know, this sucks. You know, I'm dealing with this, I'm dealing with that. But at the end of the day, you are here. You are here. You are in one piece. You are, God loves you. And the fact that, you know, the fact that he even wake you up this morning, the day before, and today, you should be thankful. You have that to be thankful for. So if not for nothing, be thankful for a new day. And that's what, and you know, and I had to stop and look around my life. Like, I'm blessed. At the end of the day, I have a business, I have a bay, I have Kirkland. I have so much to be thankful for. So I just figure I'm just gonna live the rest of my life and the rest of 2018 being thankful and grateful. And it's funny because I just decided to like really just, you know, walk around with a heart full of love and all of that greatness, because I am whatever, Kirkland. And I feel like great things are, you know, already, like, you know, little things are already showing themselves. Like, you know, I had like 3 photo shoots on Saturday in one day, and 2 of my clients brought me gifts, and it was like, wow, thank you. You know, you didn't have to. And when I sent her email with the photos, I had to really thank her. And it was a client I've never met before. So at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you have everything to be thankful for. And you should be grateful for every single thing that comes in your life or didn't come into your life. Sometimes, you know, when we're dealing with the, you know, the hard time, we even have to be thankful for that, because there's a reason we're dealing with something like that. Uh-huh. It's probably preparing us for something else, or it's probably keeping us from something else that's not good for our lives, for our spirit, for whatever. So just thank God for every single thing that's happening in your life. The good, the bad, and the ugly, as LB always say.
Alrighty. And that, my friends, is a riggedy wrap. So before we get out of here, we need to get on the wave of telling you guys to tell a friend, to tell all your friends, that they need to listen to The Secret Is Work. I need to see the listeners blow up, okay? Like, I really need to see it blow up, and I know how that can happen, because you guys have to tell your friends, to tell all your friends to listen to our podcast. That's how we do that. So I need you to follow us on social media as well. You can follow the show at The Secret Is Work. You can follow it on Instagram, on Facebook, and on SoundCloud, and on Apple Podcasts, and on Google Podcasts. We can get to the other ones, yeah, but we will get there soon. And so you can keep up with us personally. You can keep up with me at the XL Tribe. I'm XL Tribe everywhere on social media. That's Instagram, that's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Pinterest even. XL Tribe. And where can they follow you?
Like Kirkland, I am Princess everywhere. I am Princess on all the social media platforms. You can always find me. I'm always online. Like, I'm online 24/7. And of course, you can find me in all my new blog posts on iamthatprincess.com. Check me out. I do follow back. I will talk to you guys soon because I am out.
Bye.
Bye.